The Sky's the Limit, a story brought to you by Three, read by me, Grandad. Chapter 1, The Gang. Joe is a perfect name, thought Joe. It's simple. Everybody can remember it, and nobody asks questions about it. Joe was the perfect balance of memorable and unremarkable. The only thing that could possibly have ruined it was his clueless parents calling his little sister Anna. Ha ha! Joanna's here! His best friend Ziggy thought it was much better to have a cool name. Everyone thought that he and his sister Emmy Lou had the coolest names in the school. But of course, nobody chooses their friends because of their names or because their parents worked at the same office. Joe and Anna, Ziggy and Emmy Lou were friends because they enjoyed playing and talking and laughing together. Ziggy was the bravest. He was the fastest climber in the school and he was really good at running and throwing things. Emmy Lou was creative and a little bit wild. She loved to bake and her clothes and hair always seemed to be covered in patches of white flour. Joe loved to make the others laugh, which sometimes got him in trouble at school because he found it difficult to keep quiet whenever he thought of something funny, which was often. Anna was clever and kind. All the teachers loved her. The other children teased her about it sometimes, but not much, because she was just so nice. She was always fair to everyone, even to the bullies. And things were good until the monsters arrived and ruined everything. First, a two-headed giant stopped their parents going to work. Then a big, ugly bird made them close the school. And a nasty goblin took over the playground.